Sing Out was founded nearly 70 years ago by a group of folks who loved roots music. Today it's a vital and entertaining online resource for anyone who loves folk music the world over. As in the past, thousands of people turn to Sing Out to read about and learn from the artists who play the music. This is the Sing Out Radio Magazine. This is the Sing Out Radio Magazine, and I'm your host, Tom Druckenmiller. We've been forced to spend lots of time together as families in this period of sheltering in place. Many areas are opening up, but we still find ourselves hanging with our kids and grandkids. Sometimes it's hard to find new things to do. This week, we'll be featuring some great music for families to enjoy together. Our theme music comes from the recording Reckless Nights and Turkish Twilights, a collection of the music of Raymond Scott. Scott wrote the soundtrack music for many classic Warner Brothers cartoons from the 1940s and 50s. We heard Huckleberry Duck. The collection is on Columbia Records. We'll open the program with a new 2-CD set from the Okie Dokie Brothers, Songs for Singin'. The brothers are Joe Maylander and Justin Lansing, and we'll hear Neighborhood Band, followed by Campin'. Songs for Families 2020 on this week's edition of the Sing Out Radio Magazine. Now let's sing along with the Okie Dokie Brothers.
Stan plays his box and his band. Sally from the alley plays the big finale with the neighborhood band.
It's okay.
It's okay without a saxophone.
It's okay.
It's okay without a slide trombone.
It's okay.
It's okay without a microphone.
In the neighborhood band. It's okay.
In the neighborhood band.
In the neighborhood band.
In the neighborhood band.
Hear it all.
So join the chorus.
We're not great.
It's okay if we're the worst in town.
It's okay.
It's okay if no one's sticking around to watch the neighborhood band.
Break it down.
It's okay if we don't agree. It's okay in a different key. It's okay as long as we can find some harmony.
Slopped, the flapjacks flopped. I'm telling dad jokes and I can't stop. Everybody's tired and then they're wired. Whoever burnt the marshmallows getting fired. The outhouse broke, thought it was a joke, but then I ran out of toilet paper out in the woods. So I used some poison oak. Camping is fun,
camping is fun. If you say it enough, camping is fun.
For sticks, I found some ticks and I ate a worm with my trail mix. Falling in the air, sapping our hair, leeches down in our underwear. I fell off a tree, I broke my knee, and that grizzly bear doesn't like me. Who's to blame? The tent's in flames and the kids are in the van playing video games.
Camping is fun, if you say it enough, camping is fun.
Oh, we couldn't find the lake, I got bit by a snake. My back and my brain and my butt ache. Horses neigh, sunburn, yay. I used 5 cans of bug spray. The coffee froze, I can't feel my toes. And a spider crawled up into my nose. Food got charred and the ground's too hard. And you know, maybe next time we'll just camp in the backyard.
Camping is fun, camping is fun. If you say it enough, camping is fun. C-A-M-P-I-N-G, camping.
All together now.
C-A-M-P-I-N-G, camping. Camping is fun. Camping is fun, if you say it enough, that camping is fun. C-A-M-P-I-N apostrophe camping. C-A-M-P-I-N-G camping.
If you should go to the Australian Zoo, you would find animals of this kind. The wombat,
the wombat,
the wallaby,
the wallaby,
the koala bear,
the koala bear,
and the kangaroo,
and the kangaroo.
If you should go to the Australian Zoo,
should go to the Australian Zoo.
You would find animals of this kind,
animals of this kind.
The wombat,
the wombat,
the wallaby,
the wallaby,
the koala bear,
the koala bear,
and the kangaroo,
and the kangaroo.
You might even find the platypus.
You might even find the platypus.
And the kangaroo.
And the kangaroo.
You might even hear the kookaburra bird.
You might even hear the kookaburra bird.
And the kangaroo. You might even hear the kookaburra bird.
You might even hear the kookaburra bird.
And the kangaroo.
And the kangaroo. Kookaburra sits on the old gum tree. Merry, merry king of the bush is he.
Go to the Australian Zoo.
Should go to the Australian Zoo.
You would find animals of this kind.
Animals of this kind.
The wombat.
The wombat.
The wallaby.
The wallaby.
The koala bear.
The koala bear.
And the kangaroo. You might even find the platypus.
You might even find the platypus.
And the kangaroo.
And the kangaroo.
You might even hear the kookaburra bird.
You might even hear the kookaburra bird.
And the kangaroo. Even hear the kookaburra bird.
You might even hear the kookaburra bird.
And the kangaroo.
And the kangaroo.
We gave names to the animals in the beginning. In the beginning, we gave names to the animals in the beginning, a long time ago. I saw an animal with a curly tail, and it left a very muddy trail. It wasn't too small, it wasn't too big. I think I call this animal a pig. I saw an animal with feet and hands like a human. It could eat more bananas than you can. Swinging through the trees, real funky, funky. I think I caught this animal a monkey. I saw an animal on the African Serengeti. And when it laughs, it sounds a lot like Barney Rubble's Betty. If you steal its food, it gets a lot meaner. I think I call this animal a laughing hyena. We gave names to the animals in the beginning, in the beginning. We gave names to the animals in the beginning, a long time ago. I saw an animal in the natural museum. It's now extinct, that means you really don't get to see them. I know I'd be scared if I heard its roar. I think I call this animal a dinosaur. I saw a strange lizard go walking by. And then it stopped and it licked its eye. Its skin looks very sticky, but what the heck, oh? I think I call this animal a gecko. We gave names to the animals in the beginning, in the beginning. We gave names to the animals in the beginning, a long time ago. I saw an animal in a storybook. With a tick-tock, tick-tock, it followed Captain Hook. I saw it swimming over in the River Nile. I think I call this animal a crocodile. I saw an animal cruise down from the sky. It had green, slimy feathers, 47 eyes. I was amazed to see that saucer come sailing in. I think I call this animal an alien. We gave names to the animals in the beginning, in the beginning. We gave names to the animals in the beginning, a long, long time ago.
We're listening to Songs for Families this week on the Sing Out Radio Magazine, and that was my good friend Dave Fry from his recording Shake It, and kind of a rewrite of Bob's tune, We Gave Names to the Animals. That's on Dave's own record label, Dave Fry Music. And before that, we heard from Ella Jenkins, who is pretty much the grand dame of children's music. From the recording More Multicultural Children's Songs from Ella Jenkins, we heard Australian Zoo. That's on Smithsonian Folkways Records. And we let off that set with a couple of tunes from the new recording from the Okie Dokie Brothers called Songs for Singin'. It's made up of two CDs. The first one is called Day, and we heard a tune called Neighborhood Band, and then Night, and a song called Campin' from the Okie Dokie brothers Justin Lansing and Joe Mailander. That's on their own record label. We're going to move up to another new recording from the band Jammy Man. And a really good idea in these times of being tempted to sit there in front of the tube all day. This is Turn Off the TV from Jammy Man on the Sing Out Radio Magazine.
See, sometimes you can get a little crazy. Let's play a little game here.
Turn off the TV. Turn off the TV. Turn off the TV. Change the channel, be free. I remember time, it was way back when, all we did was play in the yard with all our friends. Nobody changing the channels, no commercials all day, just green grass beneath my feet and a bright sunny day. Turn off the TV. Turn off your eyeballs. Turn off the TV. Change the channel, be free. You can hear the birds chirping, feel the breeze blowing by. Sit around on my front porch, lazy day passing by. Spend some time with the one you love, see how blue is the sky. I walked the country mile this afternoon, lazy day dripping by. Just the sun, the moon, and the stars, a little love and goodwill. Turn off the TV. Turn off the TV. Turn off the TV. Change the channel, be free. I said turn off the TV. Turn off TV. Turn off the TV. Change the channel to me. Oh, change the channel, be free.
All both great and small, to tell you I am bound what happened to me when I went to sea, and the wonders there I found. Shipwrecked I was off Peru, there was cast on shore, resolved I was to take a view and the country to explore. I traveled east, I traveled west, I traveled to the ocean. There I saw a wondrous sight, 'twas like the earth in motion. Quickly I drew up alongside, saw 'twas a crocodile. From the tip of his nose to the tip of his tail, he reached 500 miles. This crocodile, as you can see, was not of a common race. I had to climb a tall, tall tree to look into his face. I was aloft, the seas ran high, there came a breeze from the south. I lost my hold and down I fell right into the crocodile's mouth. Quickly then he shut his jaws, he thought he'd claim a victim, but I trod so nimbly down his throat, that's the way I tricked him. I traveled on a month or two till I come to his maw. There I found rum kegs quite a few and $1,000 in store. This crocodile being very old, alas, one day he died. He was 6 months a growing cold, he was so long and wide. His skin was 10 miles thick, I'm sure, or somewhere's near about. It took me 20 years to dig my way out. Now, if you doubt the story I tell, go to the banks of the Nile. Where he fell, you'll find the shell of the rummy crocodile.
Out in the meadow, there was a little tree, the prettiest little tree that you ever did see. A tree in a hole, in a hole in the ground, and the green grass grew all around and around, and the green grass grew all around. Now on that tree, there was a little limb, prettiest little limb that you ever did see. A limb on a tree, and a tree in a hole, and a hole in the ground, and the green grass grew all around and around, and the green grass grew all around. Now on that limb was a little forked twig, the prettiest little twig that you ever did see. A twig on a limb, and a limb on a tree, and a tree in a hole, and a hole in the ground, and the green grass grew all around and around, and the green grass grew all around. Now on that twig, there was a little bird's nest, prettiest little nest that you ever did see. Nest on a twig, and a twig on a limb, and a limb on a tree, and a tree in a hole, and a hole in the ground, and the green grass grew all around and around, and the green grass grew all around. Now in that nest, there was a little egg, a little blue egg, must have been robin's egg, prettiest little egg that you ever did see. Egg in the nest, and nest on twig, and twig on a limb, and a limb on a tree, and a tree in a hole, and a hole in the ground, and the green grass grew all around and around, and the green grass grew all around. Now in that egg, there was a little bird, prettiest little bird you ever did see. A bird and an egg and an egg and a nest and a nest on a twig and a twig on a limb and a limb on a tree and a hole in the ground and the green grass grew all around and around and the green grass grew all around. Now on that little bird, there was a little wing, prettiest little wing that you ever did see. A wing on the bird and the egg and the egg and the nest and the nest on a twig and a twig on a limb on a tree and a hole in the ground and the green grass grew all around and around and the green grass grew all around. On that wing, there was a little feather, first little feather that you ever did see. A feather on the wing and the wing on the bird and the egg and the nest and the nest on a twig on a limb on a tree and a hole in the ground and the green grass grew all around and around and the green grass grew all around.
This is the Sing Out Radio Magazine. If you want more information about Sing Out, it's easy. Just call 1-888-SING-OUT or log on to singout.org. You can also listen to the program as a podcast. This is episode 2028. And remember, you can also hear us on iTunes. This is the Sing Out Radio Magazine, and I'm your host, Tom Druckenmiller. Our theme music this week comes from a recording called The Music of Raymond Scott, Reckless Nights and Turkish Twilights. We heard a tune called Moment Musical. That's on Columbia Records from Raymond Scott. And before that, in this family program, we heard Doc Watson from his recording Sings Songs for Little Pickers, and The Green Grass Grew All Around. That's on Sugar Hill Records. And before that, wonderful folk singer from Vermont who's passed now, but she was wonderful, Margaret MacArthur, from her recording Ballads Thrice Twisted. And we heard Rummy Crocodile. That's on her own record label, from Margaret MacArthur from Marlboro, Vermont. And we let off that set with Jammy Man and the album Tumbly Tumbler. And we heard a song called Turn Off the TV. That's on his own record label, Song Trunk Music. We're going to lead off this next set with a new recording from Alistair Mook and some of his friends. It's called Be a Pain, an album for young and old leaders. And here's the story of Freight Train and Elizabeth Cotton on the Sing Out Radio Magazine.
Freight train runs so fast. Freight train runs so fast. Oh, please don't tell what train I'm on, so they won't know what route I've gone. When I die, Lord, bury me deep, way down on old Chestnut Street, so I can hear old number 9 when she goes rolling by. This song was written by Elizabeth Cotton when she was about 11 or 12 years old. Young girl. She lived in North Carolina. She never owned a guitar or a banjo of her own, so she used to steal her brother's out from under his bed. She called it borrowing, he called it stealing. Elizabeth was left-handed, though, and her brother was right-handed. And that meant she needed to learn to play that guitar upside down. Pretty amazing. She learned all the chords, and then she started writing songs like this one. Sitting out by the railroad track, thinking about her future. And then she put the guitar away, because the grown-ups in her life told her to. They said, young girl has no business playing a guitar. And so she went and did what her mother did. She worked as a maid in people's homes for years and years and years, down in the South and then up in the North. And then something happened. Through a series of strange circumstances, Elizabeth found herself working in the home of Charles Seeger. Now, Charles Seeger is Pete's father, and this was his second family. One day, Elizabeth borrowed a guitar out from under somebody's bed, and she started playing. She was playing this. And a young girl named Peggy Seeger came out from the house and heard her playing. Within a couple of years, Elizabeth was on the main stage at the Newport Folk Festival. She was in her 70s when that happened. And every young finger picker in America wanted to learn to play this song. Now, I love this story because I'm not sure what it's about. I'm not sure if this is a story about luck or a story about fate or a story about persistence. But what it makes me think is that if there's something you're good at and people tell you not to do it, maybe they're wrong. Maybe if you stick at it, someday you'll get to do it on your own terms, like Elizabeth did. So let's think about Elizabeth and sing this song for her. Freight train runs so fast. Freight train runs so fast. Please don't tell what train I'm on, so they won't know what route I've gone.
Bangham, will you hunt and ride? Dillon, down, Dillon. Old Bangham, will you hunt and ride? Dillon, down. Old Bangham, will you hunt and ride? Sword and pistol by your side. Cubby, key, cuddle down. Killy, quo, quong. There's a wild boar in these woods, Dillon, Dillon, Dillon. There lives a wild boar in these woods, Dillon, Dillon. There lives a wild boar in these woods, breaks your bones and drinks your blood. Cubby, key, cuddle down, killy, quo, quong. Old Bangham blew both loud and shrill, Dillon, down, Dillon. Old Bangham blew both loud and shrill, Dillon, down. Old Bangham blew both loud and shrill, the wild boar heard on Temple Hill. Cubby, key, cuddle down, killy, Bangham drew his wooden knife, Dillon, down, Dillon. Old Bangham drew his wooden knife, Dillon, down. Old Bangham drew his wooden knife, he swore by Jove he'd take his life. Cubby, key, cuddle down, killy, quo, quong. Old Bangham and the wild boar fought, Dillon, down, Dillon. Old Bangham and the wild boar fought, Dillon, down. Old Bangham and the wild boar fought, by set our sun, the boar was known. cubby, ki cuddle down, killy go on.
Listen a whole lot more. About all this woman has to say. Chicky boom, 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 chicky boom
chicky, 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 boom. Chicky, chicky, boom, chicky, boom, chicky, boom, boom, boom. Chicky, 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 boom. Chicky, chicky, boom, chicky, boom, chicky, boom, 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 boom. Chicky, 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 boom.
Larry Long from his recording Well May the World Go on Smithsonian Folkways Records, and a tune that's based upon the story of a fellow named Milton Douglas, Chicky Chicky Boom from Larry Long. And before that, we heard from Peggy Seeger from the recording Animal Folk Songs for Children, sung and played by Mike, Peggy, Barbara, and Penny Seeger and their kids on Rounder Records. And we heard Old Bangum, a tune that I hear a lot when we travel into West Virginia. That's still a very popular song. It's on Rounder Records from the Seeger family, Mike, Peggy, Barbara, and Penny. And we let off that set with Alistair Mook and Friends from Be a Pain, an album for young and old leaders. And we heard the story of Freight Train and the story of Elizabeth Cotton, who's very much tied to the Seeger family. That's on Mook Shake Music from Alistair Mook. We're going to lead off this last set with Cindy Cowlett and the tune that lends the title to the recording, Leave the Cake in the Mailbox. Here's Handy's Birthday from Cindy Cowlett on the Sing Out Radio Magazine.
Birthday comes up the driveway, she'll be 2 years old. I said, what will she do then? And he said, she will eat her cake. Now Handy, she's been waiting such a long, long time. She's played second fiddle to a tractor and been passed over for a cat. And now it's her turn to shine. Shine, Handy. A tiny, tiny baby, just beginning to grow. She'd sleep all night, she'd sleep all day, not like someone else I know. Now Handy's getting on in years, she's got a mind of her own. She likes pickle cereal, she wants her own tractor, trailer, trucks. Wants to change her own diapers, wants to be alone. Well, this driveway's seen a lot of birthdays lately. Judy, Kevin, Bob, Grammy, Tutu, Papa, Grammy, Nancy, Arthur, Woody, and Cousin John. And now he says it's Handy's coming up the driveway. I think I've got to be out of town. If I never see another birthday, that won't be too soon. 'Cause Handy's gonna want a party hat, gonna want one of those fancy holders for the candles, gonna want a 10-foot-tall mouse balloon.
Well, okay. Imagine with me, if you will, that you are Jack in the story of Jack and the Beanstalk. And there's been a change in the storyline. And instead of your mother planting your beans for you, you have been given that responsibility yourself. And you think it over for a while, and you decide, for whatever reason, only known to you, that you're not going to plant your beans. And before you know it, you're middle-aged. You still have the beans. The beans are in, they're in the, your nightstand next to your bed. And occasionally, you look at your beans. You open the drawer, you look at the beans, and you ask yourself if you're ever going to plant your magic beans. Well, this song's for you, Jack. That's not how the story goes. When do heroes play it safe? You got a job and a family, not a single golden egg, and a pocket full of possibilities. Oh, hey ho, Jack, when will you plant them magic. Tell me, Jack, what scared you so? Made you hide those beans and run? Did you hear the rumors, of the fee, fi-fo, and fum? Were you frightened of the things you just might see? Oh, hey ho, Jack, if you plant those magic. Frightened of the things you just might see. Oh, hey ho, Jack, if you plant those. Jack, it's not too late, you know, to sow those seeds of fate. So throw them out your window, go to sleep, and when you wake, things will happen, things you never dared to dream. Oh, but they won't happen unless you plant them magic. Those
Peter Mayer recorded live and a new take on Jack and the Beanstalk called Magic Beans. That's from Elements from Peter Mayer. That's on Blue Boat Records. And we let off that little set with Cindy Callett from Leave the Cake in the Mailbox. And we heard Handy's Birthday, which is the tune that lends the title to that recording. That's on Stone's Throw Music from Cindy Callett. Hope you've enjoyed our program of family songs this week. You've been listening to the Sing Out Radio Magazine. I've been your host, Tom Druckenmiller. If you've enjoyed the program, you can find out more about Sing Out by calling 1-888-SING-OUT or check us out on the web at singout.org. The Sing Out Radio Magazine is produced at the Little Cat Records Studios. And remember to be careful out there. Be sure to wash your hands, wear a mask, and keep your distance. So you can join me next time for another trip into the fascinating world of folk and roots music on the Sing Out Radio Magazine. This is episode 2028.
If I had a hammer, I'd hammer in the morning. I'd hammer in the evening, all over this land. I'd hammer out danger, I'd hammer out a warning. I'd hammer out love between my brothers and my sisters all over this land. If I had a bell, I'd ring it in the